Kia ora. If you're listening to this, then you obviously have an interest in the Auckland Schools Teach Training Program. Welcome. My name's David Smale. I'm an English teacher here at Westlake Boys and resident podcaster. And I'm being joined today by Deputy Principal Joe Kachopa. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you, David.
And Joe, do you want to just start by telling us a little bit about your association with this program?
Yes, indeed. The program started 3 years ago, and I got involved last year on a part-time basis, and this year more on a full-time basis, because simply because we have so many teacher trainees. We have about 60 of them, I've thoroughly enjoyed the experience. I'm the coordinator of the program. I work with about 26 different schools throughout Auckland, and obviously I work very closely with the teacher trainees, the University of Waikato, and the school coordinators, as well as the various mentors that are working closely with the teacher trainees.
And Tim and Joe, how does one qualify to get into this program?
There are different ways. Certainly the first one, you need an undergraduate qualification, which will then entitle you to apply to any one of the 26 different schools.
Right.
That's all available on the actual website itself. But there is an alternative pathway in three subject areas, and we're talking about Te Reo Māori, Pacifica Studies, and Technology, which actually allows anybody with either experience or a certificate, a building certificate, for example, or somebody that's proficient in Te Reo to actually enter the program. We actually have five of our current teacher trainees that are part of our program in that way. So yes, on the one hand, you do need undergraduate qualifications, but on the other hand, there are other possibilities as well.
Sure. Joe, what would you say makes this program different to other student teacher programs?
Well, the first thing that we must remember is that it is fully owned by the schools. The schools select and appoint the teacher trainees, who are then fully immersed within the school program.
Right.
By that, there's a minimum requirement of a junior and a senior class that they firstly observe, then team teach, and then co-teach, and then eventually they teach those classes from around the second term onwards until the end of the year. Under the mentorship of an experienced teacher at their school. So that's the first thing that makes it really attractive. The second thing, there are financial incentives that are not always available elsewhere. So for example, the university fees at Waikato are paid for by the schools, and this year we've actually been very fortunate in that the Ministry of Education has come on board.
Okay.
And they've provided funding as well. And then there's a stipend of $12,500 that's provided to the teacher trainees, in addition to the fact that most schools will provide a laptop and obviously the support from the mentors, which requires a time allowance and a payment and so forth.
Sure. Okay. There might be some listeners out there, I'd imagine there'll be many, who are interested in enrolling in this program. What's the process there and what's the deadline for registration?
The process is that they need to go onto our website, which is schoolbasedtraining.org. And once they get into the website, they'll see a list of the 26 schools. They then choose a school that they think is the best fit for them, or it might be a school that's within their community, or they might be a past student of that school. And then they basically complete the application form and submit it. One of the school liaisons will get back to them. If they believe that they would fit into the system, there'll be an interview process. And then, if they're still interested, there'll be an opportunity for them to conduct a mini lesson.
Uh-huh.
And based on that, the school will make a decision of accepting them into the program. Once that's done, then the process of enrolling them with Waikato University takes place.
Okay.
Because the program has an online graduate and postgraduate diploma course that needs to be completed. And once that's completed, then the university then assesses their qualifications, and in what normally happens is that their subject areas are negotiated, because sometimes it may happen that this person is qualified in commerce, but after 20 years of being in the commerce sort of corporate area, they're no longer interested, and therefore they want to move into an area of interest. And in that way, we sort of find a way in which we can accommodate their university and school training in those, in their particular subjects.
If potential candidates want further information about the program, Joe, where would they be able to access that?
Definitely from the website.
Yes.
And I forgot to mention, by the way, that the deadline is in December.
December, okay.
So they have up until December. Obviously, the earlier the better, but certainly we do accept candidates in December. The best way, really, is to apply, as I said, online. And then if they want more information, is to go to the school and talk to current or past teacher trainees. And that's what we encourage quite a lot, because then they get sort of first-hand knowledge and experiences that are shared with them.
And that's quite a nice nod to another episode that you'll be able to find on the website, which is an interview with two current teachers on the program. So, yeah, that's another place you can find out more information.
Yeah.
Finally, Joe, you might have touched on this, but why do you think this program is becoming more and more popular, and especially with career changes, as you mentioned?
Yeah, it's interesting that approximately 80% of our cohort this year are career changes. And we have people from a wide spectrum of careers. We've got accountants, lawyers, software engineers, graphic designers, actors, firefighters, former sportsmen, and all sorts of people, and from all over the world.
Right.
And they bring with them a wealth of life skills and experiences. And we are very proud of that. And we find that my experience has been that generally these people are very, very mature. They are dedicated to, and they want to become teachers, and they therefore really show an enthusiasm and motivation that's well beyond what I've experienced before. Mm-hmm. And it's just fabulous working with these people. I think what really makes it popular is the immersion, the fact that they sort of an apprentice learning on the job, the fact that they have an enormous amount of support, not only at their own school where they have a mentor with them on a daily basis, but also within the program itself. We have 12 professional development workshops. And in fact, this morning I was out at Long Bay College observing one of the teachers and teacher trainees. And the first thing she said to me is that we just love these workshops that we attend, simply because they get to meet the other teacher trainees. They get to also see a different school and find out what that school has to offer. And they find that a wonderful part of the program. Mm. And we love, of course, hosting that. In fact, this coming week, Auckland Grammar will be hosting it. And then in 2 weeks' time after that, Westlake Boys will be hosting it, and so on. And it covers different curriculum as well as pedagogical areas, which are important for our teacher trainees. And some of the teacher trainees might be wondering out there, well, how do we survive on $12,500 in Auckland? A lot of our teacher trainees are still working. Mm. They do it at night or over weekends. Mm. Some of them become LATs. In other words, they have the limited authority to teach at schools. In fact, about 40% of our current cohort are LATs. And so that means they get paid to teach classes as well as train at the same time. So there are different ways and means in which we support or try to support our teacher trainees who have to sacrifice a year away from, if you like, their current jobs. But yeah, it's been a wonderful experience. Thank you very much for having a chat with me this morning. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you.